Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're going in, through, and beyond. We're engaging the New World Order. We are having victory after victory after victory! Ugh! Horrible news, though. I mean, this has got murder written all over it, and that's even what the New York Daily News is saying. We need to report out on this instantly. It's basic analysis. Blaze kills daughter of 9/11 pilot, and they go on to say it is suspicious. Tragedy struck a 9/11 family. It's the second time the daughter of one of the hijacked pilots was killed. And it's, of course, the pilot was Mr. Burlingame, Chick Burlingame, whose plane crashed in the Pentagon on September 11th. It's just an example of extreme tragedy, said Tim Sumner, who knew Wendy Burlingame from the 9/11 Family Survivor Group. It's an, of course, the head of that group, Mr. Doyle, says the majority of them believe it's a total inside job. You can't firebomb them all, can you? It's just an extreme tragedy, said Tim Sumner, who knew Wendy Burlingame from the 9/11 Family Survivor Group. It's an amazing blow to that family. Wendy Burlingame's aunt, Deborah Burlingame, a member of the World Trade Center Memorial Foundation Board, was too heartbroken to speak last night. The fire broke out at about 12:30 a.m. in the Galaxy Towers apartment building shared with her fiancé, Kevin Roderick. Wonder when she met Kevin. Met the handsome young man, taking good care of her, I would imagine, the last year or so. Neighbors said Burlingame moved in the apartment overlooking the Hudson River about a month ago. Roderick escaped the fire. They say suspicious. The paper does, not me. The police are saying suspicious. But they'll quiet down quickly, I would imagine. Firefighters battled the stubborn blaze for about 3 hours before bringing it under control. Firefighters found Burlingame's body in a hallway between the kitchen and the bathroom, investigators said. It is suspicious at this point because the cause and the origin have not been established, Hudson County Prosecutor Edward DeFazio said. DeFazio said the fire damaged neighboring apartments. A neighbor reported hearing a commotion coming from Burlingame's apartment just before the fire alarms in the building sounded. Her father took part in CIA drills. This is mainstream news. There were multiple drills in the year before 9/11, of course, drills that morning. He took part in drills. We've always said this is a key player, one of the few key points. We have attempted to contact family members, and they won't talk. You get them on the phone, they'll say, no. I mean, they'll say it's dangerous. I can't talk. Firefighters. No, my wife doesn't want me to. And I've had women scream at me. It's happened multiple times. Get off the phone with them. They told you. You ought to get on the phone with them. I remember that when I talked to Caccioli. I remember when we got on the phone with the head of the Defense Language School briefly, right after he was in the AP, talking about how they were forced to train some of the hijackers in high-level spy signals training. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder how many people will be firebombed. I wonder how many more people will die. This is, I would say, because of who she is and her father being one of the keys, I'd have to say with this, 90% chance. I'm even more sure, but let's just say 90% that she was murdered. And I would be talking to her boyfriend right now just to see what he saw. I'm sure he's a nice person. He probably is a nice person. Probably, you know, it probably might have been a gas main or something. Who knows what it was? I mean, maybe someone planted a firebomb in the building. He knew nothing about it. Probably not connected. Just the police are saying it's suspicious. People should talk to him. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Oh.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on earth, goodwill towards men.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Top-tier director of scores of films and TV programs has gone public questioning the official 9/11 story. It is huge. The video is going up on JonesReport.com right now for you. David Lynch speaks out on 9/11. There are many questions, no answers. We'll play that again before this hour ends. Also, the daughter of the Flight 77 pilot, Charles Chick Burlingame, who had been part of government drills of flying hijacked jets into buildings in the year before. You can't make this type of stuff up. I mean, that is unbelievable. She was consumed in flame. Her boyfriend got out of the apartment. The police and the district attorney are calling it suspicious, and she is now dead. Consumed by flame, extremely, extremely, extremely suspicious that this happened. We haven't had him on in about a year. I'm always honored to have him join us, and we're carrying, in time for you to get it before Christmas. Remember, I didn't plug last hour my films, Terror Storm, the other books and videos like American Freedom to Fascism we're carrying, our new 9/11 Inside Job t-shirt as low as $9.95. It's about getting the word out this holiday season. This Christmas holiday that's coming up, And we guarantee that you will get materials shipped to you days before Christmas. We ship at UPS Ground. If you order by the 15th, any orders that come in by, you know, the midnight of the 15th, we will then ship it out overnight. That is, we'll work that night and then that Saturday to make sure it all gets out so you get it days before Christmas. Please go to InfoWars.com and peruse the secure online safe video and bookstore there, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. About a month ago, I got a copy of the book, and then finally, in two nights, I have to steal time for myself to be able to read books. I at my bedside, read it, quick read, but still a substantive book. It's all in little info nodes or nodules, and I knew a lot of it, but learned a lot. Because he uses open and government source and declassified documents to prove it, it reads like some scary science fiction movie. And that's controlling the mind, the technology, political control or tools for peak performance. And that's a paperback book, handsome book. And then Mind Control, A Brave New World for Enhancing Human Performance, the DVD, which is most people watch videos. So most you'll probably be getting that as a gift, but if you're a reader, one of those dangerous Al-Qaeda types, then you'll probably want to get the book and the DVD. You can get them both separately or get them together, and there's a big discount when you get them together. And we've got the UPS tracking number. They are scheduled to arrive here in my office tomorrow, and we will start shipping them out to you. So order them today via the Safe Secure Online Shopping Cart at InfoWars.com. We've gotten a passel of these from Dr. Nick Begich, which there's no way to go over his bio. His dad was a famous congressman who died under suspicious circumstances, who'd been trying to make sure that the people of Alaska and America got some of the oil. He has been elected to office. His brother is in high office in Alaska. He is a scientist, a doctor, has published and written a score of books and made a whole passel of powerful videos as a frequent guest on national television and radio. And he works also with the Inuit indigenous population, and he is also a professor. And we are honored to have Dr. Nick Begich on with us, and hope everybody will go get his book and video at InfoWars.com. Thanks for coming on, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, and it has been a while. You know, we've been busy working on this project for now a couple of years, and we consider it, I consider it, the best we've put together because it really encapsulates, I think, the most important issue. I mean, the domain of the human mind is certainly what everyone is trying to influence one way or the other, but the technology and the things that have happened over the decades makes this really, I think, for this century, the most important story going into the century.
It is, and before we
yes,
and before we get into it, and I'm going to try to sedate myself and lean back here and let you go over it, the different types of mind control, the programs and stuff that's admitted. Would you like to mention or comment on the breaking news of the Flight 77 pilot's daughter dying in a huge flash of fire, but her, quote, boyfriend escaping and the police calling it suspicious? And would you like to comment on the legendary director David Lynch speaking out on 9/11?
Well, you know, I think a lot of this, it's really about government accountability. And I think it's been the central theme in a lot of our work, and I know in your work. You know, the idea of hiding and being behind and then people disappearing or something happening. You know, I personally experienced that with my dad during a time when things were pretty controversial. In fact, it reminds me of the time we're in today. It was back during that first, the Watergate and the Nixon administration, the abuses of the CIA and FBI that came out later. It's a repeat. You know, we're going through the same thing, but on top of it is a 30-plus year layer of new technologies that make the invasiveness even more extreme. And when you look at the, you know, sort of the national scene, we've seen this sort of creep come in where we're really engaged in an environment of fear and paranoia being thrust on us by the government. It's not from average people. It's coming from the top down.
Exactly. There's overt mind control with the TV, the fear, right, the, you know, the basic opera conditioning. Let's run through the gamut of the different types of mind control manipulation that you break down in the book and the video, and let's go through the patented, admitted technologies that are now in place.
Well, when you start to look at what's possible, you've got to look right into the Air Force and their own documents. And what they talk about in the most recent materials are what are called controlled effects. And they address sort of three aspects, hardware, computers, but then ultimately the human being. And there's a publication that the Air Force puts out. It's their publication, Technology Horizons. And there was an article in June 2004 from their electromagnetic directorate down in Maxwell Air Force Base. And, you know, most people don't even know such a directorate exists. But these are the guys that developed various forms of energy-based weapons technologies. And as a result, what we've seen is this sort of view that maybe, just maybe, manipulating the human being is the ultimate target. Here's the quote from that particular issue, and it's an interesting one. It says, by studying and modeling the human brain and nervous system, the ability to mentally influence or confuse personnel is also possible. Through sensory deception, it may be possible to create synthetic images or holograms to confuse an individual's visual sense or in a similar manner confuse his senses of sound, taste, touch, or smell. In other words, they can create complete sensory experiences is the direction of this research. And what we've seen in the open literature is sort of the direction of it. Back in the 90s when we were engaged in our battle over the HARP issue, you know, one of those aspects of HARP, a high-frequency active auroral research project here in Alaska, was this idea that in certain ranges it could influence human mental activity, either as a purposeful activity or a side effect. And as we began to look at that, we ran into so much material. I mean, there was work from Persinger at Laurentian University talking about the sending energy into the magnetic field lines of the Earth in such a way that you could literally cover the planet and change the entire attitude of millions, billions of people. And that work actually at Laurentian kind of took the overview. You know, it was really affecting emotional states. And when you looked at Persinger's work, you can even go back to the work being done by J.F. Gordon MacDonald at UCLA as a geophysicist, saying the same things back in 1969 in a book called Unless Peace Comes. When you start to look at sort of where this all begins, it begins, you know, in terms of mind control, you've got to go back to the very early days of the real serious research in hypnosis, which is what we did in the book. We started in the 1880s, worked our way up into Harvard's labs in the mid-20s, where we run into a character by the name of George H. Estabrooks. And this guy continues to surface from the 20s all the way to the early 60s. We looked at his material, kind of looked at what he was doing, and his idea was to create sort of the ultimate spy by using hypnosis as the tool. And what he did is take people down into a very deep hypnotic state and split their personalities deliberately. He talked about this in his 1943 book, called Hypnotism, which was revised in 1957. And then his other book, which gets into split personality, an interesting title, 1947, it was called Spiritism by Estabrooks. By 1961, he had written the book The Future of the Human Mind, where he actually, in 61, was suggesting LSD be used for behavior modification. And if people remember, that was the same time frame that the CIA was engaged in MKUltra's programs and doing exactly that.
And so introduced not just pharmacological grade LSD, but also put out the recipe.
Right, right. And not only did they do all this, but, you know, in conjunction with it, that, you know, there was a major, major investigation of this. You know, when Watergate happened, people need to remember it was ex-CIA, if there ever is such a thing, that was supposed to break in. There was a big report, and it was June 1975 it was issued, and it was a report to the President by the Commission on CIA Activities within the United States. And within that, it dealt with, of course, all the standard stuff CIA was doing to abuse us, like intercepting our mail and our phone communications and infiltrating various groups around the country. Kind of sounds familiar, sounds like today. But they also talked about the use and the MKUltra program and the use of military and civilian personnel, unwitting victims. As we began to look at that whole story, we ran into a tremendous amount of data.
And it runs the gamut. I mean, their program plans, you know, to have helicopters fly around and spray hallucinogens on whole cities or knock out opiate gases. There are plans to have different antenna arrays manipulating our minds. the fluoride in the water, the mass drugging. There's so many different layers to this. So I want to go from low-tech to high-tech, which the book and the film runs the gamut of, with Dr. Nick Begich. We're honored to have him stay with us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 6, 2006. Gold's at $632.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $653.62, $329.36 for half, and $159.58 for quarter ounce coins. That's $653.62, $329.36, and $159.58. On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Our lives mean nothing to the globalists. They revel in being ruthless. And if they'd sterilize 400 plus thousand women in America secretly and keep it secret for 40 years plus, really longer, it went on from the 20s into the mid 80s when it went public, so that's 60 something years, then what will they do today? I mean, if they have the power to have antennae arrays to make us nauseous, to make us happy, to make us sleepy, to make us docile, to damage us, they will do it. Again, I go off past activities, past behavior. Hitler got his ideas from scientists here and scientists in England. And John D. Rockefeller funded the big institutes of eugenics in Germany before Hitler even came to power. So understand, they have developed it. It is here. The question is, how far along is it? How will they use it against us? Dr. Nick Baggage, please continue.
Yeah, you know, it's gone much further. You know, hypnosis is very crude compared to what is happening today. I mean, the ability to affect both in terms of private parties, being able to develop this technology, that is it's probably the most proliferating technology around because it's pretty flat. It's not high-tech in terms of big dollars and billion-dollar laboratories. There's enough data that's been developed over the years to allow many to take a look at this technology, begin to apply it, and I believe that that many of these things have been applied. When you look at early reports on mind control and controlling a controlled offensive behavior, I've got a paper from 1972. It's a declassified Defense Intelligence Agency paper. It's 175 pages from, again, 1972, discussing methods for influencing human behavior using these areas that I find particularly interesting: electromagnetic energy, sound, and light, affecting atmospheric conditions.
And there are public patents from the 50s where you project sound into the human middle ear without anyone else being able to hear it. Now, Coke machines in Tokyo, I had the CEO on, are projecting audio directly into your head. But what about this? In Schomertech, the big law enforcement catalog, and I put this in my film Road to Tyranny, talk about low-tech. They say, oh, law enforcement uses this to disrupt crowds and to mess up political speakers. I mean, the cops are openly saying this. And it's the sonic nausea machine, the supersonic nausea, and it's fun to torture people in prisons. And that's just a low-tech system being sold in the law enforcement catalog.
Right. Now, these the way that's happened is a joint protocol was evolved starting in the mid-'80s between the Department of Justice, which opened the dialogue, with the Department of Defense to try and get access to non-lethal weapon systems. And they had a series of conferences we documented in the book, Controlling the Human Mind. And they, through these conferences, they recognized that they really probably ought to keep these things open because the public would immediately be suspicious. Well, of course, the next conference...
Exactly. Who was the big... Before I forget, Dr. Baggage, I think it was the head of the Air Force. It was about a month ago.
September 13th. You're right.
Yeah, and said, we need to use our microwave guns on the American people because then that hides it. This was in the Associated Press. Then that hides it in plain view and convinces foreigners it's okay to use in war. So now they're deploying these to the police departments. And then meanwhile, people ask what Camp X-Ray is because they admit everybody there is totally innocent. And then they came out and admitted it is a mind control laboratory. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's, the dish that's being, on the top of these Humvees produces radio frequency energy in the microwave range. And what they didn't bother to tell anyone is that by adjusting the frequency, pulse rate, or intensity of the beam, you can have a much different effect than just crowd control heating on the surface of the skin. You know, we reported on that device in 1999, in December 99, in the book Earth Rising, the Revolution. And what we said is, based on what had been done by the Air Force at the University of Utah when they developed the Radio Frequency Dosimetry Handbook, a big, thick, 400-page book, showing the dosages of radio frequency necessary to override every vital organ of the body. It's only a matter of tuning. I mean, the operator can have a ninth-grade education and know which button to push.
Oh, no, they admit that it goes from narrow beam, which will hurt you, to wide beam for just causing excruciating pain. And, I mean, next, and I saw DARPA talk about this, we'll just have the microwave towers, but just in case we have a riot, they just flip the switch. I mean, and this also allows a tiny elite, a tiny group, even the police and military don't follow their orders for tyranny, a tiny group has these automated systems.
That's correct. And, we also looked at another paper. This is an unpublished paper. It's by one of the world's leading physicists in biophysics. It's called The Danger and Benefits of and Countermeasures for Artificial and Natural Specific Frequency and Waveform Magnetic Field Interaction with biological systems.
Stay there. All over the country. All over the country. They got monkeys and other mammals strapped up, constantly testing it. And it's all being tested to be used on you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Put it in layman's terms, DARPA and the military, i.e. the government, is funding over 80% of the raw research going on at major universities, and my friend is in a high-level position at the UT Psychology Department, that's all I'll say, and a few years ago I was given a tour of it, of the non-classified areas, and it was all at the entrance to each of these labs, and these are research labs, there aren't students involved, or in some cases graduate students assist. You will have posted on the door who's funding it. DARPA, 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 Department of Defense, Air Force, Army. And they weren't hiding it. Across the street that's monitored by cameras, across the street they have got a whole underground building just full of monkeys. And they put wires into their brain, they strap them in front of screens, and it's a huge, just endless project, just testing the flickering rate of televisions to register brainwaves on monkeys. And they admit that is then used by the government. They don't ask why. Again, and then we know television puts you into a mesmerized state. That's admitted. Video games, an even lower state because of the concentration involved combined with the flicker. And Dr. Begich is an expert on all that. Okay, there, I remember the Baltimore Sun about 4 years ago saying, oh, there's a plan with DARPA to put up towers that will put out different wavelengths of energy to soothe crowds during crises. So imagine, people put these in, they don't even know what they're putting in. They're now going into mechanized, I wouldn't call them robots, but mainly remote control, mini tanks, combat droids. These are being used in Iraq. The South Koreans just came out with a policeman robot, that's, and they show video of it threatening to blow people's heads off. For a tiny elite, you thought they were bad on 9/11 flying remote control planes into buildings with hijackers who were really U.S. government agents thinking they were taking part in a drill, an infiltration drill. Just like the BATF practices taking bombs on planes, it's the same thing, it was an infiltration drill. I mean, we're in deep trouble, okay? These grids are going in for control. Dr. Begich, am I exaggerating? Am I kidding? Or, I mean, what does your research show?
No, in fact, you're dead on right. And starting with the flicker rate on televisions, this is something people don't recognize. You know, subliminals, words that you hide in the screen were made illegal back in the 50s when they used to use them in movie theaters to get you to buy more soda pop and popcorn. And what happened is they realized that this was, you know, this violated the rules because it bypasses the conscious, goes right into the subconscious. And according to Smirnov at the Psychocorrection Institute, now part of the Russian Academy of Sciences, he actually said that it's so compelling, it's like a commandment of God. It cannot be disobeyed. But getting rid of that, you remember the first Bush election where Junior was running and they got caught using a subliminal where he used the word wrath in an ad. Talking about Democrats, he got caught, and he said, oh, it was a mistake, it was the advertised company. Well, there's more to it than that. The flicker rate is even more important, because here's what they can do with just an advertisement. You're sitting there watching passively. Your brain goes into this passive state. If you maintain a light flicker rate based on the changing of the scene at a certain pulse rate, the brain will go into a very suggestive state, almost a hypnotic type state, where then the message, the overt message, just what's spoken and everyone can hear, nothing hidden, will be absorbed and integrated into the subconscious. And most people who sit on the fence on most issues, it's enough to push them over the edge. And when you see billions, $1 billion spent in a presidential election, everyone involved in advanced research in psychology and advanced research in advertising understands these principles and applies them. So they're already.
Well, here's an example. 6 years ago, this is one of the highly publicized ones. Remember, Toyota ran a group of ads in Europe, and a group of film students were slowing it down frame by frame, and it was talking about kill your baby, bloody moon, human sacrifice. And, folks, that was Times of London. Okay, we're not kidding. Now, when the company got caught, they said, well, our ad agency in London did it, and we don't mean this to be satanic. We found it gets your attention when you see your baby's going to die, which it does. So it's a way to force you, when you see that subconscious, your brain reads it, suddenly you get attention. Now, I've seen this with other people's children, my own children. My children hardly ever watch television. The few times they're able to see network news or ads especially, when they were young, because they were so innocent, one of them would start crying and be scared, especially baby Einstein. There's definitely stuff in that, folks. They would turn it off, please.
Right.
And that's why we don't have really let them watch TV now, because there are subliminals in it all, folks.
Right. You know, there's very simple methods are really applied. It's just mainly dealing with the flicker rate or the oscillations within the broadcast signal. You can do a lot. There's actually a paper, and I'm sure you've reported on it, was from the spring of 98 in Perimeters, the U.S. Army War College Quarterly, called The Mind Has No Firewalls. And they illustrate it the best with a one-line statement where they say, and I quote, a psychotronic generator which produces a powerful electromagnetic emanation capable of being sent through telephone lines, TV, radio networks, supply pipes, and incandescent lamps. This signal would manipulate the behavior of those in contact with the signal. In other words, any electromagnetic carrier can be used to sort of piggyback another signal that affects us on an emotional level.
And then now they have authorized and are using it, information transmission over power lines, which can also easily mask the be a carrier signal for the main signal.
That's exactly right. And that's it came up actually in a documentary I participated in. It was by CBC TV, which is the public television in Canada, on a show called Undercurrents. In fact, their highest rated segment ever run was the one they ran on mind control where they interviewed me, Smirnoff, the Morrises, a number of other people. But the Morrises were interesting. They were the ones who went to the Reagan White House with D. Klein and proposed this whole initiative in non-lethal weapons that eventually became, in fact, the very systems we're talking about.
Now, their real name is Less Lethal, but they've changed it to non-lethal. But we see how non-lethal they are at the Red Sox game where they blow the girl's head off.
Right. You know, non-lethal is a loose term. When we testified in February 5th, 1998, in the European Parliament on non-lethal weapons, as a guest of the European Parliament, we got a resolution passed on security and disarmament. Within that resolution were three sections on HAARP, and then the fourth section, the most important from my perspective, reads as follows. It's from the European resolution, European Parliament resolution A40005/99, and it says, and I quote, "It calls for an international convention and introducing a global ban on all developments and deployments of weapons which might enable any form of manipulation of human beings," unquote. Now, to get the European Parliament to put that into a piece of legislation meant that we had to evidence it in a substantial way, and each paragraph of their resolution was passed by a vote. And what happened is we formed a coalition, starting with conservatives who understand civil liberties from a very, very different perspective. Then the Greens got involved for environmental considerations, and then the Social Democrats got involved. And in Europe, that's kind of like the Republicans and Democrats shaking hands. And we got it passed by the highest percentages, and it's because we actually demonstrated in the hearing an infrasound device, a device that transfers sound through the nervous system into the brain where you hear that proverbial voice in the head. And we suggested at that hearing that the United States would soon develop a wireless method, if they hadn't already, using microwaves. And last year, if people were paying attention, Woody Norris won the MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Lemelson Prize for microwave heterodyning, where he actually transferred voice, just like people hear us today, and dropped it right into the heads of an individual at a distance in a way that was never done before. Now, he's one of the guys that actually owns a company. It's publicly traded. It's called ATCO. A-T-C-O is its symbol. And you can look it up. They've sold a number of these active denial systems to the military, and now you have the caveat of, hey, you can do this too. And that's how this technology is developing, is we're learning.
And as you said, 44 of the world's biggest 100 economies are not governments. They're corporations. We know they're heavily investing in secret espionage, counter-espionage, and non-lethal weapon systems.
Right. And, you know, it's not just because of I mean, think about it from an advertising perspective. And think about it from a political perspective. The idea...
Well, look, their argument is we have to develop it and use it or somebody else with. That's always their excuse. We know it's a criminal group. As Mr. Steele, you know, high-level former CIA, said yesterday, now about 30% of the economy is now totally criminal. It's taking over the other 70%. And they're going to use this against us. They are using it against us. And we're in deep trouble.
Well, and it's just part of, you know, as we looked at technology over the last 12 years and have written our material and compiled it, you know, there's a lot more to come, I can tell you that. We're putting together a conference of people, a closed conference, actually, a closed conference of the good guys, and we're bringing together 8 or 9 of the top scientists that I've met in my career that have risen and fallen. In other words, they've been challenged because they've challenged authority and been beaten down and risen out of the ashes of those defeats into much more powerful and strong individuals and maintain their character in those tough times. We're bringing a number of biophysicists and physicists. These are some of the top rated in their field in the world, and they've agreed to come to a closed conference in Dallas being hosted by the Lay Institute on Technology, which is a nonprofit, Dallas nonprofit, Texas-based nonprofit that I serve as executive director of, and also I serve on the board. And it was founded by Dorothy Lay, whose family is well-known in Texas. She was the daughter and is the daughter of Herman Lay, who founded Lay Potato Chips and merged it with Frito and later PepsiCo. And she is so interested in these impacts on technology.
Well, you've got to be.
And she's decided that funding the public education effort to make sure that there's a good discussion and the direction of these technologies might be better said. And what we found, you know, in all of this work is just by bringing these experts together, and a few years ago they probably would not have come, but there's enough data now. I've had two physicists review the book, Controlling the Human Mind, top in biophysics, that say it's the best material written not just for lay people, but it's written in plain language in a way that everyone can understand, but the footnotes are so compelling. That is exactly what's been needed for years to kick off this debate. And Sonoma State University, which runs Project Censored this week, is releasing a study of a compilation of literature on this issue of mind control with the intent to push this issue into the public forum. The Washington Post is scheduled for a cover story in the Washington Post magazine where we'll be quoted in February on the mind control issue. So the mainstream is even starting to pay attention because people, when they look at this issue, I don't care where your political background is, the domain of the human mind is sacred.
Look, it's simple. If we allow cloistered elites, the crime syndicate, to develop this, which they have, and then to implement, which they are implementing, boys and girls, they're way past research and beta testing in these systems. It's being used. It's going on. Everybody knows there's something wrong big time. And this is it. This is the end of society, the end of freedom. This is the Matrix. And, again, there's so many levels to propaganda. There's the social conditioning. Then you couple the social conditioning images through television with the flicker rate, which then directs it directly into the subconscious and blocks out any cognitive dissonance to what they're doing.
Yep.
Now, Dr. Begich, though, getting conscious of this control and really not letting yourself fall back into that mesmerized state, that sleepwalking state so many are under, is that one of the effective things we can each individually do in our own lives to start becoming conscious and also removing the one-eyed monster that sits in our living rooms and literally restricting it only to research, which is what I do. I have to watch certain clips, certain things that were said, but I literally take it very serious. And, folks, this isn't a joke, okay? I'm being very serious here. I watch TV in a very controlled manner, and I even catch myself after a few minutes, you know, getting relaxed, setting back into, folks, this is serious.
Yeah, I think, when you look at sort of the low-tech approaches, you know, just fatiguing the population, getting us worn out.
Terror, yeah.
Yeah, and then fear is the next thing. And if you look at the brain activity under fear and that kind of stress and anxiety, you get what are referred to as incoherent brain patterns, the kind that don't lend themselves to good thinking. On the other hand, when you experience the positive emotions, love, empathy, compassion, you find that the brain falls into these very rhythmic patterns, the kind that that are apparent when you're involved in highly intellectual or creative work.
Delicious.
In other words, when we're calm and focused, we can actually direct the traffic around us in a much more way, better way than the flight and fight response of an agitated personality. And people know this. Propagandists know this. And so the red alert and the yellow alert and the orange alert, it's all about agitating the population. So the 6 o'clock news when you come home.
Islamo-fascist!
Right. And it just feeds right into that subconscious and ends up, then every event that sort of amplifies that effect. And when you look back historically, you can look at the document, the Revolution of Military Affairs, in conflict short of war, which Maxwell Air Force Base in 84 talked about these technologies. You can go back to 1989, U.S. Army War College, and it's the Revolution of Military Affairs in conflict short of war that talked about all these new technologies sort of emerging that would violate and fall in the face of American values and would be resisted. Well, you know, at the U.S. Army War College, you would think at that point, well, it doesn't fit American values, can't do it. But that's not what they did. The rest of that report, in fact, a copy of that report is on the CD-ROM that goes with the.
Yeah, let's be clear. Everybody's got to get the video Mind Control, A Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance, because it's a book in and of itself, because it comes with a CD-ROM with thousands of pages and documents. So it's all footnoted in the film. We've done this online with Martial Law, my last big film, you know, volunteered it. He went and found every article we cited, every document we cited, and then on time code did it online at martiallaw911.info. Dr. Begich includes, with the DVD film, another CD that has all the documents. This is invaluable for especially professors and teachers and law enforcement personnel. Everybody needs to be aware of these technologies. They are being used against us right now. Many of them are. And, folks, they're available at InfoWars.com right now. Get the book. Get the film. The film is the best deal. Get the film and the CD-ROM when you get the film. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. That's Mind Control, A Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance DVD. The book, Controlling the Human Mind, The Technologies of Political Control, or Tools for Peak Performance. And let's briefly talk about peak performance. You put a positive thing there. We had Wired Magazine about 6 years ago, an article called The Marshall Plan, a pun, but it was the Pentagon futurist, 80-something years old, looks like Dr. Evil, Mr. Marshall, saying in the future it won't be what weapons we have, but what drugs and what systems we have our soldiers under, and it's talking about literally the bionic man. And now I've talked to Special Forces and other families in the military. My friend, they told me they were going to get the chip. Now they've told me they've gotten the chip.
Right. This was, you can see it again, 1989. It's in the Revolution of Military Affairs, Conflict Short of War. And that document basically said the only way these new technologies would be allowed or be permitted or be accepted by the American population was an environment of fear created by international terrorism and international drug trafficking. All they were waiting was for an event. And 9/11 gave them their event, and then they basically began to implement the control of this population in a way that no civilization has ever seen before.
You're under attack from every angle, from the social worker trying to grab your children, Dr. Begich clearly having his father killed, to the daughter of the 77 pilot being firebombed. We're under attack, ladies and gentlemen. They're not playing games. This is about survival. Stay with us.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel Berkey system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Spark Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Spark Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
We'll be right back.
I'm going to take a call or two for Dr. Nick Baggins. He'll be with us 5 minutes in the next hour. The Pastor Butch Paws joining us because he found out about some mind control type stuff. The group retina scanning and thumbprinting the children at the schools in West Virginia and nationwide is the human experimentation group out of the university. I mean, this is unbelievable. Dr. Begich, I think really the biggest illustration of how evil this elite is the admissions of black men, Tuskegee, the atomic soldiers, Project Shad, nerve gassing our own troops. You know well about it. You've written about it. I mean, this is a cold-blooded technocracy that sees humans as a scourge and as human life is cheaper than dirt. And so folks, I think, don't need to judge the world according to their own meek view. They need to see it from these inbred elitists.
You know, that whole issue of, you know, sort of where it's gone, it is gone much further than anything that most anticipated. You know, the chemical means and the old methods have been replaced now with much more sophisticated technologies that can dial in to the human brain, almost the same as dialing into radio stations. I mean, it's that precision. What's coming and what we talk about in the book is the full integration of mind and consciousness with computers, something that they're actually actively pursuing. The idea of being able to interface a human brain with a computer directly, that's the direction we're going. In other words, figuring out enough about how information transfers through the brain to replicate it. They're using three supercomputers next year in Switzerland tied together to start to look at the human brain. And one of these supercomputers, to do the same thing that it does in a second, would take 6.6 billion people with hand calculators 60 hours to accomplish.
Now, at the same time, we have these elites basically combining their resources because to them it's about total domination.
Yes.
And so what percentage of the total defense budget, and there's many other funding sources, is pumped into this under different auspices?
Well, you know, it's literally billions of dollars. I mean, black projects in the Air Force equipment budget alone amount to about 40% of their budget as of the late, you know, 90s.
I was looking at it. Isn't it over $1 trillion in the last 50 years?
Probably easily that. I mean, I would say easily that because these are crossover technologies. They affect a lot of different areas. And when you start to look at them and literally connect the various technologies, which is what we tried to do, you can see how that literal matrix appears on the planet. It's a technology matrix, you know, and I talk about, and for 12 years I've been talking about technology, and during the break we were talking about the fact that, you know, I've been doing this a long time. We've been covering these issues a long time, trying to get them out. And fortunately, programs like this give us a chance to get into these issues and debate them.
Well, there is a dual edge. You know, DARPA invented what the Internet is today, and its double-edged sword, which they thought would be, you know, worldwide wiretap, has turned out to be something that's really, you know, causing the globalist problems. And you talk about the first, you know, inorganic brain, billions of humans on the Internet uploading information, photos, integrating, has turned Google really into a type of artificial intelligence that's an artificial intelligence once it merges with people interfacing with it and has created a giant global independent intelligence complex that is rivaling anything the government can put together.
In fact, they funded some of the seed money for that whole operation, but you're right. I mean, it's a better system than the government has, and it's been the government system has been widely criticized for their inefficiency. You know, technology in the 21st century is in fact where the action is. In democratic republics like ours, it's what's either going to make us slaves or make us free.
Absolutely. Folks, get the DVD, and it comes with a free CD with all the documents and proof on it. Mind Control, A Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance, and the book. It's available at InfoWars.com or by calling the toll-free number. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.
Our tip.